Are you dwelling on your problem but can't figure out the solution? Well, the path to finding the solution is simple, so keep listening. Hello everyone, I am Amar and you're listening to the 25th episode of Stoic Human Podcast. Facing problems in life? Ask why. 5 why technique and life strategy. Sakichi Toyoda, the Japanese industrialist, inventor, and the founder of Toyota Industries, developed the 5 Whys technique in the 1930s. It became popular in the 1970s and Toyota still uses it to solve the problems today. Toyota has a go and see philosophy, and I have been applying it for strategizing my life as well. The idea behind the approach is very simple. If you face a problem, just start asking why it occurs and keep asking this question as many times necessary to reach to the primary cause. It may sound too easy, but it isn't, especially when it comes to one's life. Start with a simple example. Let's imagine an ordinary man named Eric. Eric is upset and doesn't know why. He starts asking himself why. The first answer is obvious. He is upset because his girlfriend, now actually a former girlfriend, has split up with him. But why she did that? She said that he was not ambitious and that was the main problem. She would like to marry a man who has a lot of big plans for the future because she believes that it is very important for any man. And he has to admit that she was right. He is not very ambitious. But why? He had always thought that ambitious people have to spend their lives working and struggling for the future. He was sure that one may be quite happy by keeping a low profile. But was he sure, or he persuaded himself somehow? He asked one more why and remembers that in school when he was just a boy, there were a lot of chances to take part in some activities, in sport, school politics, school theater, etc. But he always avoided them. Why? And if Eric is honest with himself, he comes to a conclusion that he is and has always been just not very self-confident. It doesn't mean that Eric has found a solution, but at least he has detected a reason, which is beyond doubt the first and the most important step towards a solution. It not always goes so smooth. People are rarely honest enough to acknowledge the inner problems that they have. I used to lie even to myself. That is why psychoanalysts charge so much. They help us extract the genuine reasons for our troubles from deep inside. One of my friends, a young woman, had a plan to lose some weight, but she was not successful. Her therapist started asking why together. On the step number 2, they came to a conclusion that she just elated too much sweet throughout the day. But why did she do that? Knowing that it can ruin her plans to become slim. Well, because it was an easy and cheap way to get some hormones of joy and pleasant. She tried to resist the temptation but couldn't help eating them. But why did she need those hormones so desperately? Well, because she didn't get enough good feelings from their ordinary activities. So she decided to change her life and to add some joy to her day-to-day life. And it helped. It became much easier to struggle with the temptation. Of course, this simple technique doesn't always help. But it won't help if a person has a kind of mental disorder. In such cases, there is only one solution: to ask for professional help. It also won't be very useful if one is not honest with themselves. Everyone has their weaknesses and we have to admit to acknowledge that fact, but it is not that easy. But at least it is worth trying. The number of whys is not strict. It comes from the experience of the people who tried it. Sometimes one needs less questions to come to the core problem. Sometimes 7 questions are not enough. Do you feel unhappy, or rather you don't feel happy? Start asking why. There is a chance that you will find an answer. Well, that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday. And check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is DOTCOM, stoichuman.com. Subscribe to us, our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.